interview questions that you don't know the answer to. Job seekers worry about this a lot. Whether you don't know a technical answer or are worried about not knowing what to say under pressure and on the spot. This is scary for me too, being asked something and wanting to give a succinct answer, the best answer, but because of nerves, thoughts get jumbled. Before we dig into this, let's read a success story. This is an email from Emma. Hi, I started listening to your podcast as preparation for a job interview. The tips did really help as the nerves I did feel prepared with my answers. The good news is that I was successful and they offered me the job. After 15 years with the same organization, it was a big step to look for a new job, so I would like to thank you. Dioch yin fair, as we say in Wales. Emma. Sorry that I probably butchered that. Dioch yin fair. I looked it up. It means thank you very much. Thank you so much, Emma. It sounds like you're giving the job interview experience some credit, which is nice, but you did the work. Emma went the extra mile and prepped for this interview, and it paid off. You, the listener, you're doing the same. It's going to pay off. I promise. It's what I'm here for, and it works. Thanks for the encouragement, Emma, and congratulations. Oh, and by the way, welcome to the job interview experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, candidateclub.com, interview prep founder, and your host. That's right, you get your own host of the job interview experience. A tricky situation during job interviews is when you encounter an interview question you don't know the answer to and have no way of answering. It's important to be honest and straightforward in your interview. Candidates that don't know how to answer a question frequently begin talking in circles around the question until the time allotted to answer the question is up and everyone, feeling a little awkward, moves on. You've probably seen politicians do the same type of thing where they never really answer the question, they just fill the empty space. The best way to prepare for this and avoid awkward moments is to go through the position description very thoroughly and anticipate the type of questions that you will be asked. One good way to answer this question, when I say this question, I mean a question that you just can't get the answer to come out of your mouth or it won't click in your brain. A good way to answer that type of question is to say, this question is important and it deserves a response I'm not able to get to right now. Will you please give me 24 or 48 hours to research this? It's an area that interests me and I want to get back to you with accurate information. This shows that even when you don't have all the information, you are able to be honest. You decide to be honest, take initiative and research to find necessary information for your future employer. You're showing in your interview by doing this, you're showing how you will perform as an employee. You're able to come up with a plan to research and move forward with new information instead of being misleading and covering up the fact you don't know something. People do this all the time. They try and give a half answer, a half true answer, or an answer with a lot of words but not a lot of content to give a response instead of an answer with information. The biggest mistake here is thinking that any type of answer is better than no answer. Some candidates will try and be vague enough to slip an answer by that doesn't contain any actual content. Something else I frequently saw when interviewing candidates is a candidate repeating the question out loud a couple of times. What do I think the future of cloud computing will look like? What do I think the future of cloud computing will look like? Cloud computing is an exciting technology that is changing the way we access our data. I think in the future, it has a lot of potential for growth and synergy, and it will make a difference in the world. And that's something I want to be part of. Yeah, that's a great way of saying nothing. Don't set yourself up for failure here. You can prepare by writing out your own response for any questions you aren't ready to answer. In real life, we don't have all the answers. And the same standard should apply to interviews. You don't have to know everything. Here's another note during your interview. Have you ever heard the response, "That's a great question"? It's a bit overused, in my opinion. I still hear it all the time. "That's a great question." And the response itself isn't bad. It's just that we abuse it. So I've heard job candidates use this after about every interview question that has a bit of depth to it. And I think it sometimes becomes a tick that people become habitually stuck with. And I think part of it is it buys them some time. While they're saying that, they're trying to think up the response. Nothing wrong with this. It's natural, but I can help you do better. If you catch yourself using "That's a great question" response either as a habit or a way of buying yourself time, don't use it, or don't use in its place. It's okay to take a couple of seconds to gather your thoughts before answering. Another response to replace that I think is much better, if you don't overuse it, is "I'm glad you asked." Try that out. So someone will say, "What do you think the future of cloud computing is?" "I'm glad you asked." And then obviously you have to have a response. This isn't a way to make a crappy response sound good by polishing it up front. I just think it's a good way to respond to interview questions if you're going to say something before you start answering. Let's circle back to responses to questions you can't answer. So here's the first one. When I say here's the first one, I mean, here's a template you can use, and I'm going to give you a couple. So someone asks you a question, you just can't answer it, whether you don't know the answer or your brain is jumbled up and you're nervous. So it's just that a good answer isn't coming to mind. Here's the first one. "This question is important and it deserves a response that I'm not able to get to right now. Will you please give me 24 or 48 hours to research this? It's an area that interests me and I want to get back to you with accurate information." Stay positive when you say it. "I tried to." Let's come up with another one that you can use as an option. Someone says, "You know, what type of material would you have used in this construction scenario?" You say, "I'm glad you asked. I do have knowledge of this topic, but to provide an answer to that question that is thorough and does it justice, can I follow up with that in the next 24 hours, maybe send you an email?" Obviously, you want to save this response for certain types of questions. You can't use this 5 times during your interview. If you are asked what your favorite color is or what industry your last company was in, you should respond to that right away. If you are asked a personal question about yourself, you should also answer that right away because you should know these things. The response about getting back to someone should revolve around questions that are about something technical. Maybe a type of machinery, maybe the specifications of software, how to handle a certain situation, how something is done on a computer, or anything that might require a little bit of research or knowledge into the area. The last thing you want to do is give a non-answer. And when I say the last thing you want to do, I don't mean at the end. The final thing you want to do is give a wrong answer. I mean, the worst thing you can do is give a wrong answer. Even worse than a non-answer where you just waste time and everyone knows what's happening here is, of course, a wrong answer. If you use one of the responses I've laid out here in a moment of need during interview, the recruiter or hiring manager will find it refreshing and honest, and also respect your commitment to providing accurate information and having a plan to provide it. Some people cannot know things, and that's okay. People who can admit to not having the right answer, but also coming up with a plan to resolve it, that stands out. That will help you stand out in your interview. And that quality will help you stand out as an employee. A boss, a coworker, an owner asks you something and you don't know the answer. You just say, "Hey, can you give me a moment? I have an idea about this, but I want to give you the best answer possible. Let me get back in an hour." Thanks everyone for joining me. This is going to help a ton. Remember to go to Apple Podcasts and click the subscribe button for the job interview experience. Even if you listen on another app, it helps us out a ton. And when I say us, I mean me and you. Most of the podcasts on Apple's top charts, almost all of them, are owned by media companies. I am 100% independent. I do this in my spare bedroom to help you, but I need your help right now in return. Hit subscribe. It helps me stay on those charts. I'd like to stay there. I don't want to get removed by these big companies with these big budgets to market and advertise and all of that. You take a moment, even like I said, if you listen on a different app besides Apple, if you have an Apple account and you're looking for a way to give back, to say thank you to the job interview experience, to me, go to Apple Podcasts, look up the job interview experience, hit subscribe, and you can unsubscribe when you're ready. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. I'll be back with more soon.